Today, NPR and the WOI radio group will host the only radio forum of the Democratic campaign. It'll be broadcast live at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central Time on many public radio stations. One-third of the seats in the Senate are on the ballot this year, and among those facing the voters is Minority Leader Tom Daschle. The South Dakota Democrat learned last night he'll have a top-flight Republican challenger in former Congressman John Thune. Besides adding drama to the election, the South Dakota race also may affect business in the Senate this year. NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
How big a threat is John Thune to Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle?
Well, even though Tom Daschle has been majority leader as well as minority leader during his three terms in the Senate, John Thune is a very serious challenger. He's clearly the most popular Republican in a fairly conservative state, having served three terms as South Dakota's sole congressman until he ran against the state's other Democratic senator, Tim Johnson, in 2002. Thune lost that race by barely 500 votes. On the other hand, Daschle won his last Senate race with 62% of the vote and has some $4 million in his campaign war chest, while Thune is starting out now from scratch.
Why did Thune wait until now to enter the race?
Well, there's been a lot of turmoil and uncertainty in South Dakota's GOP in the past few months over the state's current Republican congressman and former governor, Bill Janklow. Janklow now says he'll quit Congress this month after being convicted of manslaughter last month for running a stop sign at high speed and killing a motorcyclist. Thune first decided he would not run again for his old seat in the House that Janklow's vacating, and it appears he's now yielded to enormous pressure from Washington Republicans to face off with Daschle, who's been an outspoken critic of President Bush on everything from tax cuts to invading Iraq.
Five Democratic senators from the South are not seeking re-election. What are the prospects their party can hold on to those seats?
Well, not great, but in most cases, not out of the question either. In North Carolina, where Democrat John Edwards is pursuing the presidency instead of another term as senator, former Clinton White House Chief of Staff Erskine Bowles is squaring off with Republican Congressman Richard Burr. Next door in South Carolina, where Democrat Fritz Hollings is retiring, Democrats have a strong contender in their state superintendent of education, Inez Tannenbaum, while four Republicans are vying in a primary to oppose her. And then there's Florida, where Democrat Bob Graham's calling it quits after dropping out of the presidential race. Democrat Betty Castor appears the strongest candidate of her party's ticket, while Washington Republicans are rooting for Mel Martinez, who just quit as Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. And in Louisiana, where Democrat John Breaux's retiring, Democratic Congressman Chris John is expected to face off with Republican Congressman David Vitter for Breaux's seat. And then there's Georgia, where Democrat Zell Miller is calling it quits, and their Democrats haven't found anyone to face off with a number of Republicans vying for Miller's job.
Well, there are also two Republicans retiring from the Senate. What's likely to happen to those seats?
Well, there are Senate Budget Committee Chairman Don Nichols of Oklahoma is stepping down, and there are a couple of Republicans who want his job, so they'll have to face off in a primary, while Democrats have settled on Congressman Brad Carson as their candidate in a state that's conservative, but where both the state house and legislature are controlled by Democrats. And Republican Peter Fitzgerald is also not seeking re-election in Illinois. That's a state where Democrats have high hopes for picking up a seat. Much will depend, too, of course, on who the Democratic presidential nominee is for how competitive these Senate races turn out to be.
NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner.